This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 619. I am Brian Kilby. With me this week, we have an orange diecast. And he's waving instead of speaking.
This is my lawn mowing shirt.
Oh, so. Cool. This is my lawn bug spraying shirt. That was spraying bugs before we started. We have Chris in blue.
Hello.
Also in blue, Matt.
You got a cool people wearing blue.
I'm wearing blue. Except for you.
Well, okay. So two cool people wearing blue.
Late edition in white, Jason Kirk.
An entire pre-show Star Trek talk, and I jumped on at the end.
I know, Jason. Oh. What's your middle name? And you go by Jason S. Kirk everywhere. What's the S for?
Scott.
Scott.
Mm-hmm. Scott.
Okay. And the imitable Robert Clay.
Hello.
How's it going?
Not bad. I'm also what wearing a blue shirt for what it matters.
Did you say he was the abominable?
No.
I'll take that too.
That works. Okay, cool. So we go. This is the crew. Don is still out with eye problems. I honestly thought he'd be here.
Herpes.
No, yeah, his eye fell out or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He got into a fight.
It's rolling around in the floor of his car. He told him to find it yet.
So what I heard is he got into a fight and he got hit in the back of the head and it actually popped out. And then he had to finish the fight and then pop it back in.
That's rough.
Something like that. But he won. Yeah. You should see the other guy. And John DeLuna is playing Mortal Kombat 11 right now. Microtransacting away, I'm assuming.
$6,000 worth.
What?
Uh-huh.
Seriously?
$440 to get everything in the game.
So
what?
They can keep their game.
So I've been loading up, like testing. I got a bark top cabinet thing. And I've got my PC on it, a PC on it, and MAME, and Steam loaded up. And like I'm testing out Street Fighter 5, and I'm testing out Soul Calibur 6 and Tekken 7, and it's trying to sell me all these characters. And I'm like, I don't want to buy these characters. You know, like I used to buy a game and the characters were in it. Now I know that's a really lame, you know, reasoning, but it's true. You know, I used, you know, like if Street Fighter 2 Turbo for the Super Nintendo, it had all 12 characters in it. You know, then Super Street Fighter 2 came out and had 16 characters. You know, but the game was more or less complete and had all the characters. I could choose not to buy it. I guess I can choose not to still, but
yeah, I mean, I've enjoyed some DLCs I've gotten over the years, but I do miss buying whole games.
Yeah. I kind of want to play as Blanca, though. I think I have to pay for Blanca.
Oh.
Yeah. But
oh, man.
I could just go back and play Street Fighter 2 Turbo, which is still my favorite Street Fighter game, so who cares?
Love that game.
Best game. I was actually, never mind. This is not a video game podcast, but I was.
I'm kind of fond of 3.
Oh, Third Strike?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the good one. Best one. Yeah. So, hey, Transformers, that's what we're here to talk about. Again, I say this every week, not a lot going on, like, in the extracurricular world of Transformers. No conventions coming up soon, at least none for I guess there are always some sort of fan convention going on, but nothing that we are, either from our part of the world, or anything that we're going to travel for. Yeah. I don't want to say there's no convention, because I think there's almost always something now going on in the UK, it feels like.
And there's various little events in the U.S. too. It's just not in any of our backyards.
Like, Dairy Con still goes on, right? And stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, Dairy Con's been going on for 20 years.
There's a couple that happen, like, in the Midwest too.
Yeah.
CybCon, I think, still happens every now and then.
CybCon, that's what? In the North? That's in the Northwest?
I think it's Washington.
Washington, because Vice Grip X used to do that. Yeah. I've got that.
Sounds right.
I've got that 2002 CybCon exclusive. I'm looking at it right now. Optimus Prime and Brawn, I think, that are repaints from the X-Brawn figure and the Spy Changer. And I guess when that first came out, it was Black Convoy or Scourge. Dave Edwards repainted all 25 of those by hand. Still have it. Yeah. Oh God, I'm old. 2002.
Yeah.
That was 17 years ago. Yeah. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and jump into what we got this week. I know Diecast said that his Taobao stuff is stuck in customs. I know you got at least one thing though.
Yes, I did.
Like, the photo you posted on Twitter of this, you had it in your car. So, like, I know you didn't pick it up at Walmart.
Like, no, you can't pick that. Well, no. Which one are you talking about? The official Hasbro?
No, the third party one.
Oh, the third party. No, you can't get that at Walmart. I went over to my friend's Nick's house and picked it up. So I did have to pick it up, yes. But he is absolutely beautiful.
What is it?
It's, you don't know what that is?
No, I'm asking for the podcast listeners who can't see it.
Not everyone has. Yeah.
It's
also, how are we supposed to know whose brand it is even?
Fans Toys Road King.
Yes, it's Motormaster.
Who is Motormaster?
And I even stickered him up already. He looks pretty good. I went for the...
Are those tape decks on his chest? What is that?
I thought so too.
They kind of look like it, but I think they're just purple details, clear purple details. I really like it. It looks really good. I can't comment on the transformation because I haven't transformed it, but the whole trailer is basically in this backpack or the panels on the legs.
Really compact. So
there's going to be a lot. I'm really excited to actually be able to have time and sit down and transform it. Unfortunately, it's not going to be tonight because of the podcast. It's not going to be tomorrow night because of Endgame. So hopefully Friday I'll have some time to sit down and actually
try. Oh, don't you just hate that?
Did you say Fans Toys?
Fans Toys. Yes.
Okay. It looks great.
He is.
It really does look good.
He's pretty heavy, too. Like, I'm not sure what retail on this is, but I know it's cheaper than MP44. And
what isn't?
This is just one of those where the scales have tipped and third party is like,
admittedly, I think this is
better value for your money,
I think it's artificial. I think Takara could charge less. They're just not.
Yeah.
Well, no, we talked about how Takara could charge less. You sell the trailer separately as a Takara Tomy Mall exclusive.
Yeah, but everything is just becoming ridiculously expensive at this point.
Even still, how many repaints MP10 did they do? They're still doing them.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, they're going to get their money out of the mold if they play their cards right and put the price halfway decent, then that increases the amount of people who want to use that and reuse that mold. So, I don't know. What do I know? I'm just a fan.
That's a good question, though, about the MP10 redecos.
Yeah. So, what else did you get? That looks beautiful.
I also, the other thing I took also the picture in the car because that, you know, I got to get to the car. And then once I get to the car, I'm like, oh, I got to take a photo. I got the No Thanks to Don, but I did get it from Walmart. I got the Leader Class Optimus Prime Siege. What is he? Is he the Cybertron?
Galaxy upgrade?
Yeah, whatever they call it. It's the Cybertron Optimus
Prime.
But
based on Cybertron Optimus.
Yeah. It's okay. It kind of reminds me of when, you know, something you build with popsicle sticks. Maybe not the robot, but the vehicle mode feels very popsicle stickish.
I totally get that. Just by looking at it.
I kind of get that too. Is it the wings in particular that feel that way to you?
The wings and the little there's like a small stick in the center that supports the front piece to the back piece, and if you would basically open up the wings, that's all you would see is that one stick or joint, and it's very hollow vehicle actually if you open it up.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I went to my Walmart to see if they had it, and they did not. Not at all.
Yeah, this was the one Walmart that they actually lock up their Transformers. So I saw it in the glass case.
Everything
they lock. Yeah, all the Transformers are locked up.
That is really weird.
But yet, the Marvel Legends figures, where people always steal the Build-A-Figure pieces, those weren't locked up. So I'm not sure, but they did lock up the little, what are those Mega Bloks, the little guys that you like so much?
Mega Constructs figures.
Mega Constructs Heroes.
Yeah, they were all locked up too, because I'm sure they get pulled open and destroyed. So it was them in like a 4-foot section, and then Transformers in another 4-foot section, all locked up.
That is so weird to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always thought it was weird when I found a Walmart that would like lock up their movies. And I'm assuming they still have those, but I haven't seen one of those in forever.
That Walmart is so bad. I had to get a light bulb for my car, and it was like a 94-cent light bulb, and the light bulbs were locked up in the automotive section. I'm like, really?
there must be a lot of theft at that store. Yeah, like just in general.
But not just that. It keeps the stuff straight and everything, so there's less work recovering like the zones or whatever it's called. So
is that store open 24 hours, or is that one of the ones that closes at midnight or whatever?
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of 24-hour ones around me anymore, because
that's weird.
They were having issues with that, but
yeah, so that would explain it too, because then they can have, while the store is closed, the stock people come through, have all the cases open so they can work them easily. Because if it's a 24-hour one, the stock people would be probably having a hard time only keeping open one case or two at a time to work.
Yeah.
So back to the MP10 question, a cursory glance through the TF Wiki's merchandise listings, I have counted 18 separate versions of MP10 between Hasbro and Takara.
I think more.
Oh, there probably is, yeah. But like that again, that's a cursory glance through.
Gotcha.
Did it have all those ones? Because we at least had like
four
of those just recently.
I think six.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Anything else, Diecast?
No, that was it this week.
Jason, did you get anything?
Two things, actually. One is something I forgot to show off last time I was showing things off. Probably because I was so excited to get the Skylynx, which is over my shoulder saying, Brian, buy me.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Brian.
Yeah, he's over there. He once bought. But I also forgot to show off Iron Factory Tarn, Dovey, as it's pronounced.
Is that Legend scale?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is part of their combiner.
Are you going to get all of them so you can do the combined figure?
I don't know if I'm buying all of them so I can do the combined figure, but I mean, it's Iron Factory. You know, it's good quality. So unless he really set me off, I was going to go ahead and just do the rest, and I'm probably still going to do that. But no, he's very nice. I know that there's been some shoulder issues. I put a little bit of shock oil on mine, and everything seems to be good to go.
Does he say why my shoulders hurt?
Yes. Every time I move them, it gets annoying. So yeah, he's pretty cool and fun transfer. I put him in his combined mode, which kind of it's not even like the torso. It's just weird. It's just like you fold him in half and it's like, here, you can combine now. And it's going to be so weird putting that together when I get all the figures. And the other thing, because I was home with a sick child all day who happens to like building things. This is something I showed off probably a year ago, maybe more. But I finally built my Mega Constructs D7.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah, Diecast, you built this like a year ago, didn't you?
Yeah.
So it took a couple hours, but it was fun.
So from the Star Trek series.
Yeah.
The sadly, basically defunct Mega Constructs Star Trek series.
Yeah, the one where we all thought, hey, maybe the Enterprise will come down cheap too, but it's still like $100.
Well, compared to the $250 it started, that is cheap. And I have actually seen it as low as like $69 on Amazon here and there.
Yeah, I should have grabbed it at 69 and I passed up on
it. I thought about it, but like every time we talk about this, I have no place to either store it unbuilt in the box or display it once it is built. Hey, Mickey bought one of those at full price. and, you know, he built his. I've seen that. It's beautiful. Gigantic. Put together. Oh, yeah, it is. It's absolutely beautiful. It's a wonderful kit, but it's huge. And if you don't have a space to display it, I mean,
I got one
when it came down to like $100 and I haven't put it together because I don't have anywhere to put it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping to, move at some point. It's only $97. Yeah, I have everything else from the Mega Constructs Star Trek line. Well,
gotta buy it.
It's pretty.
Buy Skylink.
Yeah. Yeah, Skylynx. Well, hey, we'll talk next week. Just be on the show.
Ooh,
okay. We'll see. Rob, did you get anything?
Not really, no.
Matt?
I got another six gun.
how many does that make?
It's only three for me. So
you got three more to go. You need six guns.
Yeah.
Or 66.
Yeah. Chris?
Yes. So when I was at Walmart on Monday, I decided randomly to go browse the clearance aisle. I say decided randomly. In fact, I do that every time I go there. But this time there was actually something there worth picking up, which was this Studio Series scrap metal, which was marked down to the delightful sum of $14.
Wow.
How is that on clearance already?
It happens.
Because apparently somebody ran over the box.
I don't even think that's enough reason, because, you know, there's beat up boxes and stuff all the time that's just sitting on the shelf.
But this box is pretty jacked up.
Oh, I saw it. I mean, I saw it on Twitter. I mean, yeah, it's pretty beat up.
Well,
like, sometimes those stuff clearances out. Like, I went to a Walmart, like, so Diecast, it was you who showed me for the first time True Love. Megatron, the Armada Megatron. Yeah. Like, 2 weeks after that, like, you got it. That was brand new. 2 weeks after that, I saw it at a Walmart on clearance. They must have, like, just put it out on clearance. It happens. The store manager has the authority to do whatever they want, whether it makes sense or not. So, that toy was on clearance. I got it brand new, $20.
I love that toy.
That Megatron?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It hasn't aged well, I don't think.
No, I just think it's so weird. That's why I like it.
Yeah. I love the original toy so much. It's like in my top five Transformers of all time that I can't separate the two, and it feels weird.
Emotional in the chat says that damage looks exactly the same size as Chris's shoe. No, I will have you know, I wear a size 13.
Yeah, he does.
If I had done that, the entire box would be flat. Anyway, scrap metal is pretty nice. The transformation is very intuitive, and it's a fairly chunky figure. I've got it here next to Siege Chromia, which, I mean, it's not the biggest Siege figure around, but you can see for comparison, there's quite a bit of mass to scrap metal for the price. I think scrap metal would have been good, or at least okay, as a about $20 figure, but, like, very good for $15 or under. Transformation's not hard. The steam shovel mode is a little bit askew. I don't know if that's just the way the tabs want to fit together on mine or if the whole thing's like that, but it's not entirely square when you get it together.
Mine's okay.
Okay. And yeah, as you can see from Diecast example there, if you're watching the video, the steam shovel mode is actually really nice looking too.
It's nice.
It folds together and comes together into a very complete shape with only a little bit of robot stuff visible. I'm actually fairly impressed with what they've done with this at the deluxe scale, and especially since it's got to be part of a combiner too.
And I'm not offended in any way by looking at it. I wouldn't mind actually pick that up. Yeah.
I was actually lamenting on Twitter yesterday that, like, for once, basically, I'm sad we don't have a BotCon anymore, because, like, I could totally see this in green as an exclusive as 2001 Robots in Disguise Grimlock.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else?
Two little things off topic.
That's fine.
Lightning Collection.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I traveled far, stupidly far, because Amazon failed me. But yeah, I got Lightning Collection Lord Zed, which is one per case. I had to go to two faraway Walmarts to find one. And SPD Shadow Ranger, which is the one with the dog head.
From everything I've seen, your traveling for Lord Zed will be totally worth it.
It seems so, since Amazon may or may not have oversold their pre-orders.
I ordered mine from Hasbro Pulse, and I have not gotten a shipping notice.
Hopefully you will.
I did not order one because I'm an idiot.
They've started charging people, I understand, so hopefully it won't be long.
Did I order that?
Probably not.
I thought I did, actually.
Jason, go check my Twitter. I tweeted earlier this afternoon the assortment SKU for the Lightning Collection. You can plug it into BrickSeek, and it will show you your local stores what inventory they have, if any. If you try to do it with the individual UPCs, it doesn't register anything, but the assortment number will work.
Excellent.
That's how I knew where to look for these. I haven't had a chance to open these. I got back here just in time, basically, to cook dinner and eat and then sit down and do this. But I will probably talk about these again next week when I've had a chance to open them and handle them. And okay, so Diecast, the only Zord toys that are out right now are for Beast Morphers, and they're not the combining Zord toys. They're the big, like, mostly static action figure-y Zords. Mm. I don't think the combining Zords are coming out until, like, the summer or fall assortment.
Okay.
From all indications.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I think that's all I got this week.
You know, I'm going to go off topic for my first couple things here, just because I think most of our audience is 40-somethings and all basically the same age range that we are. This is video games. So I indulged and made a couple purchases that I've been wanting to do for a while. One was brand new. One is something that's been out for a long time. I was going to get for my birthday last year, but it was out of stock. So there's a company called Analog who makes like super premium clone consoles that use a field programmable gate array instead of like a normal system on a chip or an emulator. Gate array. But basically, it's a programmable chip that makes the software it's running on think it's running on legitimate hardware. It completely recreates the hardware in its own on its own programmable chip. So I got the Genesis, which is the Mega SG, and it's made me fall in love with the Sega Genesis library again. It's amazing.
The Sega Genesis was my favorite system ever.
It's not mine, but I have a newfound appreciation just playing it on this. The best part is, like, you know, people talk, oh, you can play on Raspberry Pi, yeah, but you know what you get with that? Lag. You don't really realize it unless you're playing super twitchy games, there's lag in that. There's no lag on an HD TV because it's all real hardware. And also, similarly, I also got from another company called Retro USB their AVS system, which is basically a Nintendo NES equivalent of the same thing. I just got that today, so I haven't had a chance to play with it much. But I will say, like, you know, certain games are etched into my brain, like Super Mario Brothers. It's just like playing it on a CRT TV as far as like timing and everything goes. That's not the case with the NES Classic. It's not the case with the Raspberry Pi. It's not the case with the Wii. It's pretty amazing. So definitely worth looking at. So Transformers, though, my Walmart got in the most recent wave of Minibots. So Bumblebee was included in the first wave. So I don't know why he's again included here, but I already had
Bumblebee.
He's Bumblebee. I got another one just so I could open it. And, you know, it's nice to have a super pristine, minty fresh Bumblebee to play with. So I got that. It kind of struck me, though. I mean, obviously you can see it, but it's just kind of sad. Like, looking at the tech spec, it doesn't come with a little plastic decoder.
Mm.
So, I mean, how am I going to know what, you know, Bumblebee's intelligence is? Or what his endurance is?
I think you can look on tfu.info. I think the tech spec information is transcribed there.
This is true. Of course, you can make it out without that, but, you know, it's nice. So I also picked up Warpath, who's not one of my favorite mini-bots, but, you know, now I have one metal card that I didn't have before. But my favorite mini-bot of all time, now I've got another Gears, who is mint on package. You know, I wish it was like the original where he was, you know, in vehicle mode. Maybe someday I'll break down and spend the, whatever, $100-$150 to get one of these, you know. Because the original, you know, he's packaged vehicle mode, so. But, you know, I love Gears. But the one thing that I got, speaking of Gears, that is basically a holy grail for me. Because I always thought that they were so rare that they were just, you just couldn't get them. And I saw online when somebody was trying to, you know, sell one or trade one on a Facebook group. I'm like, holy crap, I've always wanted one of these. And I've talked about it on the show before. I got my first, and hopefully not last, my first 1985 McDonald's Happy Meal St. Louis test market Transformer. It's Gears.
Nice.
And he's in his red and blue colors. So there are four different mini bots, and they're in six colors each?
Four, I think.
Four colors each. So there's, I thought it was 24 variations. So
okay, guess, so maybe it is six then.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah, so there's 24 variations of the total of the four mini bots. And this is a red and blue Gears. I've always, I say I've always wanted one of these. I just never thought I would even see one, because I've never even seen one like at a BotCon or anything before. I guess it's one of those things where, you know, people really show off like their complete in-box Fortress Maximuses and Grand Max and stuff like that, and they don't really show off things like this, but this is stuff that I love. I love stuff like this. I really want to do a complete collection of it. Not that a complete collection would be very valuable, because how many people, like if I ever decided to sell it, how many people would actually want to buy a complete collection of these? Not many. So
it's valuable to you.
Yeah, it's valuable to me. I love it. It doesn't transform. I knew so little about these. I actually thought that there was some sort of transformation. There's not. It's honestly, looking at it, it's probably like four pieces that have been glued together. But again, it was from right. Yeah, it was from a test in St. Louis in 1985. So I've always wanted one. So it makes me very happy. Like I know Diecast has all his DTOFs and stuff in it. Like if I had a DTOF or a nice display case, this would be like the only thing that I have that would actually go in that case.
So what you need to find, I'm sure some outfit out there makes this, get a 1/12 scale DTOLF or 1/6 scale.
Yes.
That would probably be just about the right size to put that gears in one of the cells.
That would be great.
And then put the scale DTOLF in the DTOLF.
Yes. I love that idea.
Yes.
But I don't have anything. I mean, my collection's got some decent pieces in it, but like I don't have anything that I consider, you know, that I treasure enough to want to put into something like that. You know, I've got a pretty big collection, but like I don't consider anything that, you know, impressive. I consider this that impressive. I love this. This makes Brian happy.
Yeah, Kilby actually previewed this for us at after the stream went off last week, and we were all very, very pleased and kind of eager to see the reveal of this on this week's show. It, for all of us, I think this was like a really cool thing to have found at an approachable price.
Yeah, I figure that if I want to complete the whole thing, it's probably going to run between $1,000 and $1,500, which, you know, that's like two toys for diecast. But considering, you know, like the infrequency that you see them and just the amount of time it would take to actually complete that, I think I'm going to try to do it. I figure if I do, it might take me 5 years, but I think I'm going to try to spend 5 years trying to build that collection up. What would be really amazing, though, and I swear there's probably not any out there, and if there are, they're being coveted and held in prisoner by like collectors who are never going to let them go. The actual Happy Meal box that went along with.
Yeah.
So right now there's actually one of these on eBay. It's a Bumblebee. It's green. That's actually still in the package, and it's graded, and it's like $200. And that's just expensive enough where I don't want to jump on it. But it's not so expensive where I'm like, it's not worth that, because I actually think it is worth that. But I just don't want to spend the money on it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm super happy with that. So maybe over the course of the next 5 years or the next 260 episodes or whatever, I'll talk about trying to complete the set.
So be sure to tune back in for episode 840, where we'll check in on the results of Brian Kilby's Happy Meal quest.
Yes. It's like, I like that. It's not Matrix Quest. It's Happy Meal Quest. I guess that's it as far as news goes. I guess really the big news. So new toys were unveiled on a Facebook group, which is In Demand Toys. Now, is that like, is that a toy blog? What is that?
It's a store in the UK.
Okay. Let me fix this. People watching live, you know. They're seeing just a blink screen, which people listening, though, which the 90%. So what it is a slam dance, which is based off of the Flywheels toy, as well as this. I guess it shouldn't be too surprising considering they're doing the select stuff, but it's also a G2 Sideswipe.
I love it.
Other than the masterpiece G2 Sideswipe, has there been any other official homage to that toy?
Well, I mean, there was the BotCon custom class.
Yeah.
How you want to count that?
But not counting BotCon, I guess.
Like, that was retail. At least molded in color.
Yeah, and that $2,000. Speaking of things I'll never own.
Well, unfortunately, John DeLuna is not here this week since he actually owns one of those kits. I think
he does.
I don't think he paid $2,000 for it, though.
I bet he paid four figures for it.
I think we broached the subject with him in the past, and he denied paying over three figures for it.
Okay.
Of course, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. Jamie can absolutely listen, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certain he paid more for that than I have for anything else Transformers-related.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Again, I think the most I've ever paid until... even after MP44 comes out, it'll still be like $400. And that was nearly 20 years ago.
I think my most expensive single item Transformers purchase is probably still Legends Fortress Maximus at roughly $250.
I am happy to say my largest purchases were pre-marriage, and Kim would be happy about that too. But Slam Dance, of course, based on the cassette from G1. That's interesting. Mock Tackle did a Photoshop of that a while back, and it's one of those things like, yeah, that's a great idea because, of course, it's a combiner, and you know, Flywheels is the combining tank and jet. But like, they're never going to do that. Well, guess what? They did.
Because at the same time, what else are you going to do with that Flywheels mold?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Well, they haven't done anything with the Battle Trap yet. So.
Yeah, but I don't think they can sell those toys at that price point anymore.
Yeah.
So G2 Sideswipe, it's basically just a straight-up repaint. So there's, like, no retooling of the face or anything like that to look like Derek Aniger, who's a really cool dude, by the way. I don't. Were you guys there at Jolanta? Was it last year when he was there?
Last year? It was like...
2 years ago, whenever it was?
3 years ago.
Yeah.
At any rate, the answer is no.
Remember, I got his badge by mistake?
Yes, you were there. That's right. Yeah.
I still have his badge.
You still have his badge?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I should have had him sign it. That would have been great.
Regardless of not having Yannicker face, though, G2 Sideswipe does look good.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yes, he does.
So I will actually have a Siege Sideswipe when this comes out.
I'm looking forward to the toy hack set for it that will add in those last few little details, like the green and the G2 symbol.
Like in a bandolier. Yeah.
And the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. We also have an Autobot Greenlight figure.
Which we've seen that before.
Yeah. Yeah.
The G2 Sideswipe, that vehicle mode is a little ugly.
Do we have a...
You're a little ugly.
Well, I love the robot mode. I love it, but... Man, that red plastic does not lend itself well to.
Robot vehicle mode doesn't look as G2 Sideswipe as I would like, but you know.
The little bit of unpaintable plastic is a little regrettable, yes, but you know, get a black hood or a black roof sticker on there from a toy hack set. They're like, they've already got the pattern for that because they did that with their regular Sideswipe set. There's a roof in that. I think there's actually a spare in there because it's kind of hard to attach. But like, Hey Mickey's applied that set to his Sideswipe and it makes it look a lot better in vehicle mode. And I think it'll be the same with this one once it's not just that solid red canopy.
I mean, I'm just going to leave it in robot mode. So it doesn't matter to me. I'm buying it either way, but
yeah,
you buy everything. That's not really a surprise.
So besides Greenlight and that, there's also a Skywarp.
Yeah.
And sure is. I'm glad.
Sure is.
We needed to complete that set.
Do we already have a Thundercracker?
Thundercracker's coming in wave 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ish.
So I'm perfectly fine. I would be upset if they didn't do a Skywarp.
I don't think I'd be that upset.
I'm not all that impressed with how this Skywarp looks.
It's got a little bit too much battle damage, but
I think like all the battle damage that Prowl was missing found its way onto Skywarp.
Although, you know, Sideswipe Sideswipe has almost no battle damage.
Yeah. Yes. Again, because it's all on Skywarp.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see this against a different color background because I've never been fond of when Skywarps veer into that kind of gunmetal gray territory. And I think when it's not against a black background, I'm going to find it a little bit more appealing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it's entirely possible they process those photos to making Skywarp skew more into that gray so he would actually be visible against that backdrop.
Yeah. So I want to see more of this, but I will almost be tempted just for the extra couple of Target Masters if they have actually pinned that chest plate.
But again, Sideswipe is against that backdrop too, and he still comes across as
very black. Yeah,
very black.
That's a very good point. Yes.
Yeah. Just I much prefer Skywarp in actual black and purple.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Skywarp is making me actually debate dumping Starscream and just giving up on the Siege Seekers entirely.
Then you will never have real Tetrajets.
I still don't.
Yeah.
No, they're really not. They're as close as we're probably ever going to get, but they're
more like Wedgerjets.
Yeah, but they're okay. I don't hate them. I'll get it because I'm pretty much a generations completist. I guess I am, but
I used to be.
Yeah, I know you were. Yeah. I'll get it. I don't love it.
I would love to see that engineering applied to some better aesthetics. Is all I can say.
Yeah. Let's see here. So there's that. Oh. We have photos because I wasn't here for the big unveil a couple weeks ago. So Snaptrap, Turtler, we have photos from, this is an unknown probably magazine.
Probably Figure King.
That's what I would have thought.
It's usually Figure King.
You're being awfully quiet over there, Diecast. What's wrong?
I think this is going to be a Takara Tomy only. And hopefully it's a Takara Tomy Mall exclusive.
I'll buy it.
Oh, well, you know,
yeah, you can still get those.
Technically, Star Convoy is a Takara Tomy Mall exclusive in Japan. But Hasbro Pulse is sure to have Turtler or Snaptrap, depending.
So it looks, I think it looks better in Turtle mode than Robot mode. I guess in color it may change. But it looks good. I don't know what to think, other than just being happy that we're getting this.
Before Unicron.
And, of course, I'm assuming that we'll get the rest of the C-Cons as well. So
it stands to reason. I saw one great and damning theory is that they're releasing Turtler separately so that however they end up releasing the other C-Cons, they can be troop built for Master Force purposes without getting redundant Turtlers, which was never a thing.
So
that would be just wonderful.
I like
that. So can you imagine, like, they'll sell Turtler on its own and then do like a box set of all the other ones together?
So one thing that concerns me though, I don't think they'll do this, but the idea of like when Scattershot first came out in Combiner Wars and you're supposed to build Betatron with that, and then of course later on, like, you get the the box set, so you have two Scattershots. I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, it seems to me more like it'd be the opposite of that, where this would happen, where you'd be able to get individual C-Cons and then get a full set of King Poseidon. But since they're releasing Turtlers separately, I don't think it's going to be buying redundant Turtlers.
I hope not. But that's pretty exciting that we're going to get that.
And I hope we see Super Megatron soon, too.
Oh, dear God. Oh, I wasn't on the show for that either. I'm more excited about Super Megatron than I was about Turtler.
That makes sense since it's the first time Super Megatron's had a toy.
Yeah.
And again, it's one of those things where what my newfound internet fandom, like back in 97, when I got to school and actually first really got internet access, I didn't get internet access until I was like a freshman in college. And I was just learning up about, quote unquote, what happened to all the Transformers. Of course, that's back when I thought, I had the simplistic view of, everything was sequential. And the ultimate, things basically wound up in what, Battlestars. And in my mind, that was like the conclusion to the Transformers. Because that was after Operation Combination, right?
I don't remember.
I think that takes place after Operation Combination.
I thought Operation Combination was
the last,
but at least when it comes to like the saga of like Megatron and Optimus and all that, the toys, that was the final realization of those characters, at least to my understanding, at least, 22 years ago. That's how I processed it. the idea that there was a Super Megatron out there, and a Star Convoy. And of course I could see pictures of Star Convoy back. I said I could see pictures. I don't know on those primitive, like, Angel Fire and GeoCities websites if people actually had photos of those toys up on it.
Prime Saber would have.
Tony Lee. Gosh, I wonder what ever happened to him.
I mean, probably had family, kids,
yeah,
job, moved on.
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
Like us.
He's, yeah, right. He's one of the early people that I got to know on Ultimate Transformers. He's like the one that I have no idea whatever happened to him, like at all. I'm still friends with most of them that I was friends with back then, but not Prime Saber. Makes me sad. But yeah, so yeah, you're right. He would have had that on his website. Because that's where I first saw Gajinrai. He had Gajinrai, and he had pictures of it on his website, and I was so impressed. Of course, I was easily impressed at that point. But but I'm super excited about Super Megatron. As I pointed out on Twitter, I will buy it. I don't care if it's crap. It's kind of like the Big Powered isn't everything I wanted it to be, but I'm still happy to have it.
Because it's a new Big Powered.
Yeah, it's a new Big Powered, exactly. So, you know, if I could get a Grandis or something, I would be super happy too. I really want a Grandis.
What would they even make that out of?
I don't know. Like an igloo cooler or something.
That'd be a great SDCC exclusive. Just, you know, get a Transformers branded cooler that has Grandis's robot mode printed on one side of it.
Yes, that'd be great. But yeah, like, again, super, super excited about Super Megatron. That it wasn't, again, I was listening to the show in the airport before it was posted, because I was listening to it for edits to make, and I was just trying to chime in while, you know, like, the next day on all the cool stuff going on. I'm like, I want to talk about Super Megatron so bad. So I'm glad I finally got to. Let's see here. Arc Power Up. Gosh, we are scraping the bottom of the barrel.
I mean, yeah. It looks cool, but $50.
I mean, I love Cyberverse. I really do, but we rarely ever talk about it in the news. So, Spark Armor, Arc Power, Optimus Prime, $50.
I will probably buy this when it turns up in Ross for $25 to $30 6 months later.
Mm-hmm. I normally don't subscribe to that sort of theory, but I agree.
You're making an exception this time.
This will get clearance at Walmart for $30 or $25.
I can't get $50 for this.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Look at Walmart right after Christmas, and this will probably be marked down.
Guarantee
right
it. There. Yeah.
It looks like a deluxe figure with
the combined mode. Looks so silly. I love it.
Yeah, I love the combined mode.
That's so silly.
It's great, but it's not $50.
Yeah.
No, the $25 I'd pay for it is really just for the arc it comes with.
Yeah, super really.
Deformed arc. You know, reimagined a little bit.
How often do we get an arc? I mean,
very, very, very seldom. There's this, and there's the Titanium series.
Oh, gosh, I forgot about that one.
I don't remember that one.
Well, that's because they sold it as the Arc, but it was more like a combination of the Arc and the Autobot shuttles from the movie, where the forward section of it kind of looked like the Arc, but was also roughly the size of a kernel of corn.
Yeah. So
not really exaggerating there either.
Okay, so our buddy Duran Land from TFYLP and his photography studio Yellow Wolf Studios looks like he picked up one of the early release Ectotrons. Knew somebody would. We were approached about that, and I'm like, I'm not doing it, but so expensive.
Oh, yeah,
like I don't understand like how this like review culture goes. It's like somebody comes to you about, you know, like, oh, I have a review sample, oh great, I'll gladly take that, it's $1,000. No.
Then it's not a review sample.
Yeah, now this, not that it was $1,000, but it was
these. I mean, I don't know, but I get the feeling like these are ones that were going through the production line and didn't meet QC standards, and they got sold to someone else who sold them, or they're just straight out stolen from the factory. I mean, I don't know that. I'm just saying it's either one or the other.
I don't know. I'm not going to say that it's stolen.
They don't come with packaging, so
yeah. Well, the packaging is produced separately later.
Yeah, and we all know how when I got figures off Taobao without packaging, that every once in a while they would be, you know, Put together or missing a wheel or
mm-hmm. Although this one, I mean, of course we don't like have an actual retail one to compare to, but it looks like it's, you know, all in one piece in good shape. There's no like obvious signs of being a factory second.
Paint app.
Yeah, Octobotomus actually got one of these also around the same time, and his had something that was broken on it that was very minor. But man, this thing just looks great. I can't wait to get this in hand.
Yeah, no, and Duran took very good photos of it. I think he did a great job with this little gallery. And yeah, I'm looking forward to this pretty well myself.
Yeah.
The top part of the car, all the stuff on the roof turns into a, what's the backpack
proton
called?
Proton pack.
Yeah. You put on the proton pack and they split. Find out about Viggo, the master of evil. Try to battle my boys. That ain't legal. We're on our own.
But yeah, this thing, the more and more I see this, the more and more I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I like it. More and more, I'm glad that I was able to get a pre-order early on Pulse, where it was $40 instead of $50.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I wish I would have ordered two, to be honest.
I did.
So, Ghostbusters is my all-time favorite movie. I'm going to have one in package and one open. So,
yep.
Yeah. It this was like this weird cross-section. Like, is this reality?
Yeah.
So
there's rumors that there's going to be an MP10 redeco that's Ghostbusters themed also.
Yeah, that popped up which would be months ago. 19. Yeah, that popped up months ago.
Well, it's making the rounds again.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
You remember the miniseries comic coming out, and there's that cover spread with the big top secret box.
Yes.
So apparently at some point somebody got a copy of one of those covers where part of that top secret box is on that one cover, and it's a white Optimus Prime arm, but yeah, it's not Ultra Magnus.
Interesting.
So that's probably collaborative number two is the Ghostbuster MP10.
Be so weird. I mean, I'll get it, but it's so weird.
Wait, didn't I see a Ghostbuster MP10?
Maybe a custom.
Not too long
ago. There's a Photoshop floating around, which has been acknowledged as not actually being based on whatever this one's going to look like, just what someone's concept of what it could have looked like was.
Okay.
Okay, so PX carbon dioxide, Cosmos? Official color.
No, C0. C02, not CO2.
Okay. Official color images of MP style star. We already have an MP star saber, from Planet X. Victory Leo / Victory Saber teased.
Remember how you said about 5 minutes ago we were really scraping the bottom of the barrel this week?
Yeah,
I think we are.
Well,
there.
You found it.
We found the bottom of the barrel. Yeah,
I think it looks good though.
Yeah, they make good stuff. At least they make good looking stuff.
Yeah, this isn't really MP style. This is like War for Cybertron style.
Yeah.
They released a Deathsaurus fairly recently, and I think there's an upgrade kit for that to give it more G1 features, G1, yeah, if you prefer.
You know what I want this to do?
So what?
I want this to split right down the middle, like Wing Saber.
Okay.
Yeah, and that would make me happy. Like, a MP style Wing Saber.
The thing is, we're still waiting for a Predaking that can do that. And I think it's more important to get that first.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that would be that would be wonderful.
Zone Predaking before Unicron.
Zone Predaking before Unicron. Actually, you know, okay, so think about this. So Star Convoy, Super Megatron, Big Powered. Mm-hmm. So I mean, we're trending into like that. I mean, there's not a lot left G1 to cover. So if we're going to get a Piranicon, the Seacons, I mean, a Raiden is not out of the ballpark. There's a lot of other stuff from this era, late G1 Japanese era that we could get. So,
if Takara was still doing like mostly their own thing, you know, like if we still had a proper Legends line, I would kind of tend to expect to see them take the MicroMaster stuff Hasbro's working on with Siege and adapt them into new MicroMaster combiners.
Oh, MicroMaster combiners so bad. So, I mean, the last time we got MicroMaster Combiners was when they actually reissued MicroMaster Combiners back in the early 2000s.
2003, 2004, yeah.
And those actually came over to the U.S., repainted as, like, Superion and Devastator.
And Defensor, yeah.
Ooh, the I forgot about Defensor.
The Superion is one of the most recent examples of a toy release with gold plastic syndrome.
Gold plastic syndrome, yeah, exactly.
Yes, mine was a casualty.
Yep, mine too.
But wait, which one?
It's just MicroMaster. The combiner parts that have the gold plastic. The individual MicroMasters are all fine.
Those are, what, a KB exclusive in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Yeah, so KB exclusive MicroMaster combiners.
Oh, mine are all still in the package.
Leave them there.
The aerial dust, anyway. Yeah.
Well, at least we finally figured out the whole swirled plastic. Oh, never mind.
Oh, no. He is, of course, referencing Masterpiece, Beast Wars, Megatron.
Yeah. Yep. I completely forgot about Universe Defensor. I don't even know if I ever...
Well, another thing to add to the eBay lists.
Oh, it's not even repainted from, was that Six Turbo? No, what is that?
It might have been Six Turbo.
I don't know. But it doesn't even look like it's repainted from that. I already have that, so... I already have it.
The wiki.
Yeah. So,
Unfortunately, my Operation Combination era knowledge is quite weak.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine is limited to Battle Gaia and Guard City.
Blade Raider is confirming it's Six Turbo.
Yeah. Like, it's not.
There's Six Turbo.
I thought there were two.
Six Turbo, Six Wing. There's two train teams and maybe two construction teams.
Yeah, I forget how it works out, but yeah. I think this is just the original colors for Six Turbo, which I already have. If that's the case, I don't need that. Okay. What else we have going on? Oh, hey, Amazon. tfradio.net/Amazon. I was listening to Jason's Star Trek and wrestling podcast today, and I really want to start doing what Amazon purchases came through this week. I know we'll never have one as interesting as the pump one that never. Yeah.
So when you say pump, what kind of pump are we talking about here?
I'm not going to go into details.
But it's his bag, baby.
There's interesting kinds of pumps that you can probably find on Amazon.
Yeah, so it's one of those. So,
oh.
Yeah. So if you want to buy anything crazy, tfradio.net/Amazon, and I'll go through and we'll mention it. So tfradio.net/Amazon. What did I get from Amazon this week? Cadbury eggs, which Jason mentioned on his podcast.
And I accused you of trying to kill Don with.
I am.
It's not far from the truth.
I've cut down my Amazon purchases lately. I got a couple USB cables. I've been trying to, I love Amazon, but, getting too many packages lately, so I've cut back. It's still a good place for USB cables and Cadbury eggs.
Of course, if you order from Hasbro Pulse, one order could produce too many boxes.
Oh, dear God, yeah.
Yeah.
This is true.
It'll be interesting when my Power Rangers ship to see how many boxes I get.
Yeah. Because it processed as four separate orders.
Yeah. But who doesn't do that? Amazon. tfradio.net/Amazon. You can buy whatever. Okay, so let's move to... Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, well, we've got the second in the Siege stop-motion videos from Hasbro Taiwan. This one is Shockwave versus Ultra Magnus. And they made pretty good use, I'd say, of the armor gimmicks on both figures in this one. It's really well done.
I
got a chance to watch before I did this.
There was also a part that I would say is comparable to any given folding chair event at a wrestling match.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that part. Honestly.
Yes. Yeah. Let's see. Also, we've got Chris has done the BotBot Series 2 blind pack assortment ID guide for. I said Series 2 already, didn't I? Wow.
Yeah, I think so.
I am not good with the braining this week.
Braining is hard, dude.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
But Chris has also done a gallery showing off the Series 2 blind packs in both modes. And that's some really nice close-up photography.
Thank you. That was with the dumb kit lens from this camera, too.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Those look amazing, Chris. Holy cow.
Thank you.
And lastly, Tauntaun Reviews has gotten a hold of Siege Jetfire, so there is a review up for that.
Cool.
That's a big toy.
Mm.
Cool. Okay, so let's see here. Leave us a voicemail, 931-99-GOBOT. You can send us a text as well. Follow Rob Springer on Twitter, at RubberRobSpringer. You can also find him at ZoneBase.org. I'm certain if you want to hear about Mortal Kombat 11, follow at @ThatJohnD.
Or possibly Man of the Town.
Or Man of the Town for Chris Triplett. I'm sure he's playing it. I'm curious what his thoughts are going to be on in-game. I'm sure he'll share non-spoilery thoughts there. So, yeah, no, we have that. Actually, I'll see in-game tomorrow, so I'll share some unspoilery thoughts at B Kilby. They also post photos to Brian Kilby on the Instagrams at Brian Kilby, BrianKilby. You can find all my stuff at BrianKilby.com for the most part. Jason, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, for the next 24 hours until Endgame comes out, and I'm not sure if I can see it this weekend, you can find me at Jason S. Kirk. After that, however, you can join me in admiring how lovely Matt's beard looks. It's growing in quite nicely, Matt. Well done.
It is lovely.
Thank you. Thank you. I was actually thinking it's about time for a trim, though.
No.
Well, I mean, you know, just trimming off a little bit of the length, maybe, but I don't think he's going to reduce the thickness.
You know, I've gotten to the point now where I only shave my head when I have to go into the office. So my hair, I know it's time to shave my head when I've got to travel, which is in 2 weeks.
I know it's time for me to trim my hair when I've got enough where it forms a part.
Hey, and guess what? I booked my travel for work on a Tuesday, so it's not going to interfere with the show.
All right. Well, you think that now.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see. Request off 2 weeks from now. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else, Jason?
Nope. That's it.
Chris.
Well, playwithphotography.com is where I post galleries, guides, and assorted other articles focusing on toys, photography, or photography of toys. I also post random photos or sometimes gallery previews, which you can find either by going to instagram.com/playwithphotography or by following at playwithphotos on Twitter. If you like the work I do and want to help me be able to do more of it, you can contribute to my Patreon for as little as $2 per month at patreon.com/playwithphotos. You can follow me personally on Twitter at ChrisRTXV, and you can also help me out from there by browsing my frequently updated sales lists, or even by buying something from my Amazon wish list, which is at tfradio.net/chrislist.
Sweet. You know, I should probably post like the podcast wish list because I've got one. So I've been listening to more and more podcasts lately just because, you know, I've had some downtime and I found one I really liked. But what I've noticed about the podcast is the guy's always asking for support. But at the same time, two things. One, it doesn't get on my nerves. And two, I'm actually inclined to send him some money through PayPal because I think he does a good job. So I think we could plug ourselves more often. So I may put up our podcast wish list at some point. You know, maybe somebody will break down and get me like the
Cadbury eggs.
I doubt somebody's going to drop the $800 on a TLM 103 or whatever the microphone is, but you know, they could.
You never know.
They can't do it if you don't give them the opportunity.
This is true. So no, I'm not, I don't have a TLM 103 on the list anymore. I took it off. It's like, you know, a $50 microphone is good enough to catch my voice. So, let's see here, Rob.
I am on Twitter at Figure Viewers and Flailthroughs. Flailthroughs is the name of my YouTube channel where I cover Japanese games. Currently still mostly Gundam Battle Operation 2, which is a free-to-play PS4 Gundam shooter. They update that every Thursday, so every Thursday morning you can find out what has been added to the game in a new update video. And if you like what I do there, you can support me at patreon.com/flailthroughs. And since somebody else mentioned it, my Amazon wish list is at tfradio.net/claylist.
Love that URL. Did I come up with that?
It is great. I believe yes. You did.
Okay, that's why I like it. Okay. Diecast, we have your list. We have a URL for your list, don't we?
Yeah. Did you make but a Diecast list? Or?
I think it is.
Yeah, let's go with that. I'll have Brian check it later.
No, 404, not found. Okay, so never mind.
Is there such a thing as Taobao gift cards?
There should be.
that would be basically just send it to my PayPal. Follow me on Twitter at diecast2 because I will also be seeing Endgame tomorrow. So hopefully, I'll put up some non-spoilers reactions to it. And follow me on YouTube at RFC Reviews, www.tfradio.net/reviews, because I should be putting Road King up there as soon as I have time to transform him and then review him. I am hoping to do that Friday if everything goes well.
I'm surprised that Road King isn't the name of an official Japanese figure. Is there not a Road King?
There's Road Caesar, right?
There's Road Caesar, yeah. There's Build King. I don't know, something about it.
It does sound like a Japanese
character. I'm surprised character. There's not a Road Builder.
Yeah, Road Builder. Okay, I can't find Diecast short URL. I'm going through our links and I can't find it.
It's entirely possible you never actually got around to making it.
Oh, yeah. God, I need to fix that so I can plug it.
Well, I mean, you can do that right now.
I could.
Yeah, and while I was doing that, people can go to tfradio.net/JasonList.
Is that what? Yeah. Did I make that?
You made that.
You made that instead of Diecast short link.
What is it? I need to fix that. Oh, do I have that Mega Constructs data? I need to check. I don't know if I have that. Okay.
Well, if you don't have that now, you'll have to get it on Amazon because it's cleared out of stores.
Yep. This is true. Okay. So tfradio.net/diecast list. It'll work by the time, we get around to listening to the podcast or in about 30 seconds as I wrap up the show.
Road King's a Godmaster.
Okay.
Slapdash.
Okay.
Huh. Okay. That makes sense.
Thanks, Don.
I wish they would have called him like Engine Warrior or something.
Yeah, that's a better name.
So what they're going by for this is that in the G1 cartoon, Motormaster at least a couple times referred to himself as the King of the Road in his rivalry with Optimus Prime.
Ah.
So that's why he's Road King.
Spoilers, it never worked out particularly well for him.
Yeah, no, yeah. There was in Masquerade, it worked out especially badly when he decided to play chicken with Optimus Prime and forgot to veer away.
Oh, yeah. And I can confirm at this point that tfradio.net/diecast list works.
You're awesome.
And if we ever want a mat list, just let me know.
You could make a mat list.
Yeah, I'm looking at Brian.
Matt doesn't like when you make things for him without his consent, though.
I was going to say, you've made so many other things for him, and that worked out so well for everyone.
I'm looking at Brian List right now, which is a thing, and it's mostly baseball cards and muscle like men figures.
Remember that time you made Matt a birthday cake, but you accidentally used firecrackers instead of candles?
Yeah.
That'd be something I would do for Don.
Accidentally.
Ooh, I need to order that El Santo mask. I need to remember that. Okay. Okay. Okay, we'll see you next week. Have a good one.
See you, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.